For the last 18 years, three women have stood on Main Street in Freeport every Tuesday and waved the American flag to honor the members of the U.S. military and those who died in the September 11th attacks. Today was their last day. The Freeport Flag Ladies are retiring, and as Patty White reports, hundreds of supporters joined the three to honor them for nearly two decades of work in all kinds of weather.
Just before 8 a.m., the three women, Carmen Footer, Elaine Green, and Joanne Miller, walk out the door of the house they've shared for decades and walk a block toward Main Street. As Green holds an umbrella to shield herself from a steady drizzle, she remembers the day they made their first walk up the hill to wave flags after the terrorist attacks on September 11th in 2001.
Those days afterwards, the sky was so blue. I kind of think I was hoping for that, but maybe the rain is appropriate.
A small group of friends and supporters often join the trio for the weekly flag vigil, but on their last day, hundreds line the street, waving their own flags as passing cars honk.
Many people say they're patriotic. You live it.
Kirsten Swanson Hoyt, who served in the military, wraps her arms around the women and declares them honorary veterans. It's a sentiment shared by Bob Dion, who says he stood with the flag ladies on many Tuesdays.
It's remarkable. I mean, rain, sleet, shine, cold, hot, they were here, you know? And that's how our service people have been for us, right? They don't have a chance to choose or pick the day that they want to serve, right? When they serve 100%. That's what these ladies are doing.
The flag ladies have been whipped in the face by wet, frozen flags. Elaine Green, who's 74, dislocated her shoulder once. Just Tuesday, 77-year-old Carmen Footer broke her arm when she fell on her way up to wave the flag. 83-year-old Joanne Miller says it's simply time to retire. But as she surveys the size of the crowd, she says it's been worth it.
We made a good decision a few years ago to be here, that it has made a difference to people. That was our focus.
Miller says she hopes they've inspired people to put aside their differences and find common ground and support for their country. And there is a feeling of unity on this morning as the women dole out countless hugs, pose for photos.
Can I get a selfie with the three of you guys?
And receive appearances from Governor Janet Mills and former Governor Paul LePage and his wife Anne. Elaine Green is greeted with applause as she works her way up and down the street to shake as many hands as possible. She makes a point to talk to students from Freeport Middle School.
Well, they are our future, and now they can see people proud Americans. And they need to feel that, because without that feeling, there's no reason to try to fix us, to fix their country. But when they love her, they get every reason in the world to do the best for her.
The flag ladies say they'll continue other work they do to support military service members. But as for Tuesday mornings, Carmen Footer says she's looking forward to her new relaxed schedule.
Have a slow cup of coffee.
For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.